It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Rolling through hour three of the program today. Thanks so much for joining us. This portion of the program brought to you by Birch Gold. Congress once again allowing itself to be pushed into raising that debt ceiling now for the 79th time. Paving the way for more reckless spending, sinking our economy into further debt, devaluing the dollar, allowing the federal government to continue the policies of reckless spending. So times like this are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold. You can do that with the help of Birch Gold. Here's the easiest way to do it. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k in gold into an IRA in gold. Don't pay a penny out of pocket. As Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa all band together against the dollar, more and more central banks are diversifying. You know what they're buying? They're buying gold. Follow their lead. Text Gruber to 989-898 for your free info kit on gold. No obligation, just information. With an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, Birch Gold can help protect your savings too. So text Gruber to 989-898. That's Gruber to 989-898. A couple stories here we'll kind of say or kind of call what's happening on college campuses. It's not great, as we well know. Northwestern first, the College Fix has the story. Northwestern college Republicans defunded after hosting CRT critic James Lindsay. James Lindsay on Northwestern's campus May 2nd. After he gave a speech, the university froze, or I should say the university student government, froze the funds to the Republican organization on campus that co-hosted the event. The university's associated student government voted to freeze funding for the Northwestern University College Republicans chapter using emergency legislation after a pair of posters advertising Lindsay's speech were discovered. The co-president of the Associated Student Government said, "We can't prevent a speaker from coming to campus as student government. That's done by administration. We focused on the part we could control, which is student group conduct and student group finances." Lindsay's speech focused on the dangers of Marxism. The move from Northwestern's student government comes after Lindsay's speech was protested by many left-leaning students who objected to the author's use of the term groomer in his writings. Republicans on campus see the defunding of the chapter as the targeting of a conservative group in response to hosting speakers that question liberal ideology. And, well, they're almost certainly right. Northwestern University student government did not respond to a request from the College Fix seeking comment. It's happened elsewhere, too. Belmont University, Santa Barbara City College, some examples here in this piece by the College Fix. Meanwhile, at Boston University, Jonathan Turley found this story. Boston University recently made a new announcement that has rekindled concerns over the rising orthodoxy in higher education. The university issued new guidelines for its mandatory, everyone's got to take it, mandatory writing program that will require all students at Boston University to write papers with a social justice emphasis as a condition for graduation. The key faculty organizers celebrated the new policy. Telling them they made students a captive audience with no choice in the matter. The school's announcement emphasizes that the effort is designed to use the mandatory writing requirements so these courses will never worry about enrollment. That is one way. Students now have to choose among choices like linguistic justice. Asians are people of color, exploring the controversy and identity politics. Deconstructing narratives, stories of race and racism in American cultural memory. And writing environmental justice. The writing program's associate director said the problem in the past was that students had a choice and some did not want to be forced into writing for social justice issues. You don't say. Instructors in classes could be avoided. Now, they've solved the problem by removing all choice. She heralded the hiring of non-white faculty to teach the social justice courses. We have a captive audience, she said. We never worry about enrollment by making these programs mandatory. It includes a statement, the announcement includes a statement from an instructor stating she'll be teaching students to apply the language around anti-racism. All of my students are required to develop a voice of advocacy in their final papers and projects that are directly connected to their intersectional lives at BU. Remember, mandatory. Everyone at Boston University has to do this to graduate. Jonathan Turley says, what happens to students in this captive audience who do not support social justice causes? I think we'll find out soon enough. It comes at a time when universities are also requiring teachers who apply for jobs to give social justice statements, DEI statements as part of their job application, or for professors who are going for tenure on many university campuses, they have to show how they have advanced DEI causes on campus as part of the tenure application. Now students, mandatory, captive audiences, forced to take social justice writing courses at Boston University. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Healthy Cell. They've just launched their new Joint Health and Mobility Gel Pack. It's an orange-flavored gel vitamin. Easy to take, tastes great, gives you joint support that you want with great ingredients all in one gel pack. You can find out more about Healthy Cell at healthycell.com. Use the promo code Gruber to save 20% over at healthycell.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to wrap up this Thursday, June 1st edition of the program in just a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has taken a toll. Michigan's Stay Well program offers tools to support your mental wellness.
I'm strong, with community by my side.
I'm on my way to feeling okay again.
With free Stay Well discussion groups, webinars, a counseling hotline, and more, you can be
confident. There's hope for tomorrow.
Get free emotional support at michigan.gov/staywell. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.